This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the many threads in the national conversation about education that we've been having in this country for years now, I guess, has been about teachers. How hard it can be to fire the bad ones and how hard it can be to keep the good ones. In urban school districts, researchers say half of all new teachers quit within the first 3 years. So to better prepare some of those would-be teachers and maybe give them a taste of what they're in for as well, some training programs are taking a page from the medical profession. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott looks at one example of the teacher residency.
Chiandria Monks is getting ready to teach a phonics lesson to a class of first graders.
When they come back from lunch, we'll do that, then the story.
Monks is not a teacher yet. She's a resident at Liberty Elementary in Baltimore, basically an apprentice. Her host teacher, Angela Gadara, walks her through the lesson.
Read it first, because the song goes pretty fast. So if they read it out the tune first, yeah, get to know the words.
Monks' residency is part of a program at Urban Teacher Center, a nonprofit based in Baltimore. The 15-month residency is built on the idea that, like doctors and chefs, teachers should train side by side with professionals before they take charge of their own classrooms. In a traditional education school, teachers in training might spend 6 or 8 weeks, maybe a semester, as student teachers. Jennifer Green is Urban Teacher Center's co-founder and CEO.
They are learning what good teaching looks like and feels like so that by the time they become the classroom teacher, there's no surprises.
The schedule is brutal. Monks co-teaches most days, then heads off to her own master's classes at night. When she finally gets home, she might get a few minutes with her baby daughter before tackling homework and lesson plans. She usually gets 5 or 6 hours of sleep. Green says the residency is meant to be hard.
We often hear that the first year of teaching is the hardest year of someone's life. And so the aim of the residency, or one of the aims, is to make sure that our residents are up for the grueling nature of the task.
And if they're not, they can drop out without leaving a class of students without a teacher. Green says every year more than 20% of residents either quit or are asked to leave. Some won't come back from the winter break.
I think sometimes it's unnecessarily brutal.
Joseph Manko is principal of Liberty Elementary.
This is their first experience with the profession, and you know, you want to prepare people. You also don't want to scare them away.
For the last 3 years, Manko has hosted a crop of residents in his school. The school pays about 40% of the cost of training them. For now, philanthropy covers the rest. In return, Manko gets extra help in his classrooms and a whole year to check out potential teachers. He hired one of last year's residents for a permanent job.
He's the first-year teacher that we've hired in 5 years, but I'm happy to say he is far and away the best first-year teacher I've ever seen.
That teacher, Kevin Chandler, is still with the program at Urban Teacher Center, now a fellow. He continues to take courses and work with a coach, but now he's in charge of a second-grade class.
I think the residency is the hardest part of this program, and if you can make it through that year, you know, you'll be set, you'll be fine.
Save your questions till the end.
Shy Monks is still getting through it. After lunch, she's ready to teach that first-grade phonics lesson. The kids sit cross-legged on the carpet, each student on a colored square with his or her own small whiteboard. They start out reading the train poem.
Clickety, clickety, clack, clack, clack.
Then they try to find the words that start with CL and write them on their boards.
Clock, clanking.
But before long, the kids start to fidget, then drift from their squares. Some scribble on their whiteboards. Monks is up against one of the hardest lessons for new teachers, classroom management. She tries a common teacher trick to get them back on track.
When I clap, you need to clap after me. Your eyes need to be on me.
It's not working. And after a while, the official teacher, Miss Gadara, steps in.
Class, class, class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Later, resident and mentor debrief.
How'd you feel?
I think I had them on the carpet, like, way too long, so, like, the whole group got really off task.
For them, yeah, you're at a
almost 10 to 15 minute max.
Monks will have another chance to get it right. She's leading class all week. But now it's time to put on her student hat and head downtown for a class on teaching ratios and percentages with the other residents. There are 112 of them this year. She spreads a dinner from 7-Eleven out on her desk.
A hot dog and some yogurt and some coconut water.
Sometimes she'll throw in a Red Bull to stay awake. If she gets through this year, Baltimore may have another effective teacher who actually sticks around. After the residency, fellows commit to teaching in a Baltimore or D.C. school for 3 years. The first class of fellows just finished that commitment. About three-quarters of them stayed on. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.